Shalom to all. Today's Avi Mishnah is we're going to be learning Sechas Krisos, Perkei Mishnah Beis, all the way through Perk Vav, Mishnah Vav. And now we go back to discussing what we had spoken about previously, namely Asham Taloi. And up until now, we've said that a person is chayav to bring an Asham Taloi if he was Safik over something that he would have to bring a Chatas for. He's not so sure if he was over the Aveira. He would have to bring Asham Taloi until he discovers whether or not he was over. Now, in these two Mishnahs, we're going to be discussing the Lav of Me'ila. Me'ila means misappropriating Hekdesh. That's basically when a person uses Hekdesh for their own benefit. They either take money of Hekdesh or they just benefit from Hekdesh. And when a person does his b'shoigeg, he's chayv Karen, Chaimish, and Asham. Karen is the base amount that he had used. Chaimish is an added fifth as a penalty that he has to add on and pay. And Asham is a carbon he would have to bring. It's called an Asham Me'ilois because he was over this. So the Mishnah now tells us, Rabbi Kiva Mechayv al Safik Me'ilois Asham Taloi. Rabbi Kiva's Mechayv, if a person was Safik over Me'ila, he would have to bring an Asham Taloi. For example, if he had two pieces of meat in front of him, he thought they were both okay and he ate one of them. Later on, it was discovered that one of those pieces of meat was Hekdesh, and he's not so sure which one he ate, so it's a suffix whether or not he was Iver Me'ila. Rabbi Kiva says he has to bring an Asham Taloi, whereas B'cham Pater and B'cham Pater, and that's because they hold that we only bring an Asham Taloi if a person was suffix Iver Naveira, he would have to bring a carbon Chatas for. But here, even if he for sure was Iver Me'ila, he brings an Asham, not a Chatas, and therefore the B'cham Pater him from being an Asham. Now we discuss Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Umad Rabbi Kiva, She'in Me'vias Me'ilasai, Ashet Ezvada Loi, V'yavi Ima Asham Vadai. Rabbi Kiva does agree that he's not going to bring his Me'ila, which means he's not going to have to pay either the Karen or the Chaimesh until he knows for sure that he was Iver, and then, besides for bringing the payment, he has to bring another carbon, Asham Vadai, which is Asham Me'ilois. Now, Amar Tarfon Tarfon says, Malazeh, maybe Shtei Ashamais. Why would this person have to bring two Ashamais? First, you're telling me that since the person was Safek Iver, Me'ila, he would have to bring an Asham Taloi, and then when he discovers that he actually was Iver, he has to bring another Asham, Asham Me'ilois? That doesn't make sense. Ella, rather, this is what he should do, says Rabbi Tarfon. Yavi Me'ila v'chumsha, he brings the Me'ila, meaning the base amount that he had benefited, and the added fifth, v'yavi asham b'shnei slayim, and then he brings a carbon asham which is worth two slayim, that's the standard asham, and v'yamer he says as follows, im vade ma'alti zu me'ilasi, if I for sure was over me'ila, so this is my me'ila payment to the base of mikdash, v'ze ashami, and this is my carbon asham, v'im safek, but if it's a safek, if I wasn't for sure over, so hamayis nedava, the money that I'm giving is just a present to the base of mikdash, and v'asham taloi, the animal that I'm bringing is just an asham taloi, and why is this a good suggestion? Maybe al hoida, maybe al loy hoida. The same type of animal that he brings for a hoida, meaning for a definite aveira that he did, is the same type of animal that he's bringing on a loy hoida, meaning when he's not so sure. As we had said, it's an asham, asham taloi, asham me'ilois. They're both the same type of animal, and therefore he could just bring one. He doesn't have to bring two. And we move on right into Mishnah Gimel because it's just a continuation of the conversation. Amar le Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Tarfon, Nirim devarecha, what you're saying makes sense. Be'me'ila ma'uta, where we're talking about a small amount of me'ila. For example, if he benefited, let's say, $10 from Hekdesh. Okay, not a big deal. So he pays me Safik. But Harisha Baal Yadei Safik Me'ila B'mei Amane. Let's say the Safik Me'ila that he was over on was 100 mana, which is a whopping amount of money. Lo Yafel Loi Shiyavi Asham B'Shtei Slayim V'Al Yavi Safik Me'ila B'mei Amane. Wouldn't it be better for him to bring an Asham that's just worth two Slayim, and that's his Asham Taloi, as opposed to doing what you suggested, Reb Tarfon, that he should pay up the entire amount, and that would end up being Safik Me'ila of 100 mana? That's a lot of money to pay just me Safik. Now, bottom line is, says the Mishnah, ha, maidu Rabbi Kiva l'Rabbi Tarfon b'me'ila mu'etes. Clearly we see that Rabbi Kiva at least does agree to Rabbi Tarfon's suggestion when we're talking about a small amount of me'ila, meaning not so much money. Now, the Mishnah concludes with something similar from the previous Mishnah, ha'isha shevi'a chata sa'if Safik, if a woman brought a chata sa'if based off of Safik, meaning she's not so sure whether or not she had a baby that would be mechayiv her to bring a chata sa'if, so she's bringing one just me Safik. So imad shaloi nimlaka noidala she'al davadai, if before Malika happened to the bird, which means if before the Kayin cut the back of the bird's neck, which is what's done in the base of Mikdash, it turns out that she for sure gave birth, and so she's 100% chayev a chatas ha'oiv, tasen vadai, it should be done as a chatas vadai, and that means it's going to be able to be eaten as opposed to just being burned because it's a suffix. And why is this okay? Shememenshi mevia aloi hoida, mevia al hoida. The same min, the same type has to be brought, whether she's not 100% sure or even if she is 100% sure. It's both a bird, it's the same type, and therefore when she discovers before the Malika that she's actually chayiv, it could be automatically switched to be a chatas vadai instead of a chatas safek. And we can be discussing me'ila, which again is misappropriating Hekdesh, one using Hekdesh for their own benefit, and if he is over b'shoigeg, besides for paying for it, he also has to bring a karbon asham, which is called an asham me'ilois. So Mishnah Dal tells us, chaticha shel chulin, chaticha shel kodesh, let's use a piece of regular chulin meat and a piece of kodesh meat, achal achas man ve'en yidu eiz man achal, he ate one of them and he doesn't know which one he ate, patur he's potter. That's according to Tana of the previous Mishnayos, which told us that there's no Asham Talui for Me'ila. However, Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Asham Talui, Rabbi Kiva as is Mechayev an Asham Talui because he was Safek over Me'ila. Now let's say Achas Hashnia, he also then ate the second piece, maybe Asham Vadai, you'd have to bring an Asham Vadai because he was for sure over Me'ila. Now let's say Achal Echad Es Rishayna Uba Achav Achas Hashnia, one fellow ate the first piece, the second fellow ate the second piece, Zem maybe Asham Talui, Zem maybe Asham Talui, Dev Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds each one of them has to bring an Asham Talui because each one of them maybe ate the Kaidash. Now Rav Shimon says that no, Shnei Mevim Asham Echad, both of them could bring one Asham and make it Tanai. They pay for the Asham together, and each one tells the other one that if you were the one that actually ate the Kaidash, so you're the one who's chayv to bring it, so I'm Meichel my part to you, and therefore only one Asham has to be brought. Or Rabbi Yasi says, Ein Shnei Mevim Asham Echad, two people can't bring one Asham. He holds, we can't make a Tanai like this. We can't make this stipulation with Karbanos, and therefore either we go like the Chamim that no Asham is brought, or like Rabbi Kiva that each one of them has to bring their own Asham Talui. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, and from here for the next four Mishnayos, we're going to be discussing similar cases with the same opinions that we just had. The Mishnah tells us, Chaticha shel chulin, Chaticha shel chelev, we have a piece of chulin meat and a piece of chelev, which is forbidden fats. If one eats b'shege, he's chayv achatos. So, achal achas mehen ve'en yidua eiz mehen achal. If he ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. Maybe Asham Talui, he has to bring Asham Talui because maybe he ate the chelev. Now, achal sashniya, if he also ate the second one, maybe chatos, he definitely has to bring a chatos because he for sure ate chelev. Now, let's say, achal echar sarishanu ba'achar achal sashniya, Ruvain ate the first piece, Shimon ate the second piece, and we don't know which piece is which. Zem maybe Asham Talui, Zem maybe Asham Talui, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says each one has to bring an Asham Talui because each one suffik ate chelev. Whereas Rav Shimon says, like he did in the previous Mishnah, Shnei Mevim Chatas Echas, both of them could bring just one Chatas because one of them is for sure Chayv in Chatas. Therefore, they can make this Tanai that we had in the previous Mishnah that if you're the one that was Iver, so I'm Meichel my part to you, and if you're the one that was Iver, I'm Meichel my part to you. Now Rabbi Yasi once again says, Ein Shnei Mevim Chatas Echas, two cannot bring the same Chatas. Now we're in the middle of a number of Mishnais that are discussing multiple opinions regarding when we have a suffik or vadai, if somebody was over on something and what needs to be done. The key opinions are Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi. And so here the Mishnah has another case. Chaticha shel chelev, chaticha shel kodesh. We have one piece of meat, which is chelev. That's forbidden to eat. And if a person does, he has to bring a chatos. And then we have another piece of meat, which is kodesh. And so if a person eats that, he's chayv a carbon me'ila, which is an asham. It's not a chatos. And achas achas mehen ve'en yudu ezem hen achal. If he ate one of them and he doesn't know which one he ate, maybe asham talui, he has to bring an asham talui because maybe he ate chelev. Now let's say achas hashnia, he also ate the second piece. So maybe chatos. He has to bring a chatos because he for sure ate the chelev. And v'asham vadai, he also has to bring an asham vadai because he for sure ate the kodesh as well. Now let's say achal echad sarishayinu ba'achar achas hashnia, one fellow ate the first piece, the second fellow ate the second piece. And again, we don't know which piece is chelev and which one is kodesh. So zem maybe asham talui, zem maybe asham talui. Each one has to bring an asham talui because each one of them maybe ate chelev. And now Rav Shimon says, like he did in previous Mishnayos, shnei mevin chatos ve'asham, both of them together bring a chatos and a asham. That's because since one of them for sure ate the chelev and the other one for sure ate the kodesh, that requires a chatos and asham to be brought. And Rav Shimon's lashitasa from previous Mishnayos that they can bring these karbanos in partnership and they just make a stipulation that if you're the one that's chayv the chatos, so I'm meichel my part of the chatos to you, and if you're the one that's chayv the asham, I'm meichel my part of the asham to you, and that way they take care of these problems. Now Rabbi Yosi says, as he did in previous Mishnayos, ein shnayim mevim chatos v'asham, they can't bring a chatos and asham together. They cannot do this in partnership. They can't make this stipulation this Tanai, and this is really the same thing as a Tanakama. So we see that Rabbi Yosi is a Tanakama, and that's who the halacha is like. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Chaticha shel chelev v'chaticha shel chelev kodesh. Here we have one piece of meat which is chelev, and that's forbidden to eat. One will bring carbon chatos if he does, and the other piece of meat is not only chelev, but it's chelev which is kodesh. And so if one eats it, he would have to not only bring a chatos for eating the chelev, he also has to bring an asham me'ilos for misappropriating hekdesh. And what happened? Achas achas mehen when yidu ezman achal. He ate one of them, and he doesn't know which one he ate. Maybe chatos, he has to bring a chatos because he for sure ate chelev. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says maybe asham talui, he also has to bring an asham talui because maybe he ate the kodesh one. And as we know, Rabbi Kiva holds that if a person was suffik over me'ila, he has to bring an asham talui. Now let's say achas hashnia, if he also ate the second piece, so maybe shtei chatos asham vadai, he has to bring two karbanos chatos and an asham vadai. The two karbanos chatos were for these two pieces of chelev that he ate, and he also has to bring an asham because he was over me'ila. On to the next situation, achal echad sarishayinu ba'achar achas hashnia, one fellow ate the first piece, second fellow ate the second piece, and again, we don't know which piece is which. Zem evi chatos v'zem evi chatos. Each one has to bring a carbon chatos because they for sure ate chelev. And Rabbi Kiva adds on and says, zem evi asham talui, zem evi asham talui. Each one also has to bring their own asham talui because maybe they ate the kodesh one. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, zeh chatos v'zeh chatos. Each one has to bring their own chatos because each one for sure ate chelev individually. Ushnei and mevi an asham echad, but together they could just bring one asham because only one of them was over me'ila, and therefore they make the stipulation that if you were the one that was Iver Amechel, my partner Lashem, to you, and same thing with the second fellow to the first one. However, once again, Rabbi Yezi says, Ein Shnayim Mevinim Asham Echad, two people cannot bring one Asham together. And we continue discussing what we had in the previous Mishnahs, Chaticha Shal Chalev Noisar. Let's say we have two pieces of meat, one of them is Chalev, and as we know, if a person eats Chalev B'Shaygek, he's Chayv Chatos, and the other piece is not only Chalev, but it's also Noisar. It's from a carbon that was left past the time that's allowed to be eaten, so this is an added Isser. And Ochas Achas Mehen, Ve'en Yeduas Eiz Mehen Ochal. A person ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate, maybe Chatos, Ve'asham Toloi. He has to bring Chatos because he for sure ate Chalev, and he also has to bring Asham Toloi because maybe it was also Noisar. Now, Ochas Ashneel, let's say he also ate the second one, maybe Shalosh Chatos. He brings three carbonas Chatos, one for this Chalev, one for that Chalev, and one for the fact that one of them was also Noisar. Now, let's say Ochal Echeras Rishayna Uba Acher Ve'ochal Es Ashneel. Ruvain ate the first piece, Shimon ate the second piece, and wouldn't know which piece was which. So Zem maybe Chatos Vashem Toloi, Zem maybe Chatos Vashem Toloi. Each one has to bring Chatos because he for sure ate Chalev, and each one also has to bring an Asham Toloi because maybe the piece of Chalev that he ate was also Noisar. Now Rav Shimon says, as he did in previous Mishnahs, Zechatos Zechatos. Each one has to bring their own carbon Chatos, but Ushnehem maybe in Chatos Echos, both of them jointly could bring another Chatos because only one of them ate the piece that was also Noisar. And they make a stipulation that if you're the one that's Chayev, so I'm Mechel my part to you, and the other one says, if you're the one that's Chayev, I'm Mechel my part to you. And once again, Rabbi Yossi says, Echol Chatos Shibal Chait, Ein Shnayim Mevin Oisa, any Chatos that comes for an Avera, two people are not able to bring it with this tonight with the stipulation. And moving on to Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi Asham Taloi, somebody's bringing Asham Taloi, and remember, an Asham Taloi is brought if a person is besafik, he's not so sure if he was over something that would be Mechayev Mekarbon Chatos. And then, Vinoidol Shalai Chata. It turns out that he actually did not do the Avera, so he doesn't really need to bring this carbon. So Imat Shalai Nishchat, if he discovered this before he was Shechted, Yetzev Yer Be'eder, it can go out and graze with the flock, no problem. Divrei Meir, that's Rav's opinion, because it was made Kaddish by mistake. However, Chomer and Chom say, since it was designated as a carbon, Yer Achei Stayv, it goes out to graze until it gets a mom, V'yimachlan has to be sold, V'yipludam of Lenadava, and its money, meaning the money that it was sold for, goes to the Nadava box in the base of Mekdash. And Rabbi Lezer says, Yikrav, it is brought as a carbon, Shim Einoi Baal Chet Zeh, Hariyo Baal Chet Acher. If it's not coming for this chet, because it turns out he didn't do this chet, it's coming for a different chet. He for sure did some sort of chet that he doesn't know about, and he needs a carbon to be mechaper for, so he can continue bringing this animal. However, if after it was already shechted, then he discovered that he didn't do this chet, Hadami Shafech, the blood has to just be poured out, and the meat is brought out to be burned, that's because it's just a pasul carbon. However, Nizrak Hadam, if the blood was already sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and then he discovered that he never did the chet, Habasar Yachel, the meat's allowed to be eaten, because it was brought bekashrus, and everything was done, and he only discovered this afterwards. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu Adam Bekais, even if the blood is in the cup, it's in the klisharis that it was caught in, and then they discovered Yuzarek, it should still be sprinkled, Habasar Yachel, and the meat could be eaten. And that's because once the blood is in the kais, it's in the klisharis, it's already prepared, it's already muchan, it's already set and ready for Zrika, so he can continue the processing of the carbon. Oh, we continue discussing, let's say, a person had designated a carbon, and then it turned out that he doesn't actually need to bring it. So Mishnah tells us, Asham Vadei Einoi Kein. In Asham Vadei is not like this. The previous Mishnah was talking about in Asham Toloi, that he's not so sure if he was over the Avera. Here is an Asham Vadei, where he's bringing this carbon because he knows for sure he did an Avera, and then let's say it turns out that he actually didn't do it, he doesn't need to bring the carbon. So it has a different din. Imachal Einishchat, if he discovered this before Shechted, Yetzev Yer Be'eder, it goes out and grazes because it's just a regular animal. Misha Nishchat, however, if he discovered this after it was already Shechted, how is he covered, it has to be buried, that's because it's 100% Chulin. That's like the Chum of the previous Mishnah, and therefore it's not considered Psuli HaMukdashim. It's just regular Chulin of Shechted Nazara, so it's buried. Now let's say Nizrak Hadam, the blood was already sprinkled, and then he discovered that he didn't have to bring this carbon at all. Habasar Yates Lebesa Shrefa, the meat's brought out and has to be burned. And also, Shar HaNiskal Einoi Kein, the din of a Shar HaNiskal is not the same as an Asham Taloi. A Shar HaNiskal is an ox that has to be stoned. For example, it killed a person, so Bez Din sat and judged and decided that, okay, given all the circumstances, we have to stone this ox. And then they discovered that actually they made a mistake and it doesn't need to be stoned. So Imat Shaloi Niskal, if they discovered this before they did it, Yetzev Yer Be'eder, it just goes out and grazes with the herd. And Misha Niskal, if after it was stoned they discovered this, Mutar Bana, the body of the ox is Mutar Bana because it was a total mistake, so it's regular Chulin. And furthermore, Egla Rufa Einoi Kein, Egla Rufa is not like this either. It's different than Dinam and Asham Taloi. Egla Rufa is a whole situation where a murdered Yid was found outside a city. They don't know who the murderer was, and so they measure which Jewish city it's closest to. The Zakenu of that city have to take responsibility for this Yid's murder, and at the end of the entire process, they take an Egla, a young calf, and they chop it on the back of the neck, hence the name Arufa, like Iref, the back of the neck. And let's say they discovered who the murderer was, so they don't need to do this whole process of Egla Rufa, but they already designated the animal. So Imad Shaloi Nerfa, if they discovered this before it was chopped on the back of the neck, it just goes out with the herding grazes. However, Mishinerfa, if they discover this after they already chopped it, to cover Mekaimah, it has to be buried in its place, because anyway, the whole reason why it was brought in the first place is because of a Safek. We don't know who the murderer was, and Kippur's fake of a Halchala. That Safek was Mechaper for, because they already finished the whole process due to the fact that they were ready Irif it, and so now everything's gone, the Kapar is done, and so it still has the din of Egla Rufa, and they bury it in its place. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, going back to discuss Asham Taloi, Reb Lezer says, Misnadev Adam Asham Taloi b'chol yoyim v'chol sha shiyirtze, a person could donate an Asham Taloi any day and any time that he wants, v'hi nikras Asham Chasidim, that's called the Asham of Chasidim. Chasidim are usually translated as pious people, and this is usually classified as somebody who does lefnim mishur sadin, so even though he didn't sin, it's still the manner of Chasidus to donate an Asham Taloi. In Amr Alval Bav Ben Buti, they said about Bav Ben Buti, shayim Misnadev Asham Taloi b'chol yoyim, he would donate an Asham Taloi every single day, chutz me'achar yom kippur miyam echad, except for the day after Yom Kippur, because then he for sure didn't do an Aveira. And actually, Omar, he said, Hamayin Hazeh, which is a Lashon of Shvua, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, Ilu Hayimanichem Li, if the Chum allowed me, Hayisi Mevi, I would bring an Asham Taloi, even the day after Yom Kippur. El Emerly, just as they tell me, Hamtein Ach Tikonis L'Safek, you really should wait until you at least get yourself into a Safek that maybe you did an Aveira, and the day after Yom Kippur, all of your Averas were in a Schaper for already, and therefore, at least the day after Yom Kippur, you shouldn't be bringing this Asham Taloi. However, Chamayim L'Chamim say, Ein Mevin Asham Taloi, El Darvashas Doni Karsu Shgasai Chatas. Asham Taloi is only brought for a person being Safek Iver Navera, that if he would have been Vadai Iver on it Bezadain, he would receive Kares. If he would have been Vadai Iver on it Beshaygeg, he'd be Chayav Chatas. And since he was Besafek, he brings an Asham Taloi, but not just Stam, donating an animal. Now, the previous mission we had mentioned, let's say a person had to bring a carbon, and then Yom Kippur came, what's the din? So we continue with this. The Mishnah tells us, Chayav Chatas Vasham is Vadain, a person who had to for sure bring carbon Chatas or Asham, Shavar Alain Yom Kippurim. And Yom Kippur passed, and the person had not brought their carbon yet, Chayavin Lahavi Lachri Yom Kippurim. The person has to bring their carbon after Yom Kippur. That's because they were for sure chayav to bring the carbon, so Yom Kippur didn't help for this. However, chayav Hashem is Taluyin. If a person had to bring an Hashem Talui, which means they're besafik, they weren't so sure if they were Iver and Aveira, Supaturin, then they're Potter after Yom Kippur, they do not have to bring this carbon because Yom Kippur was Mechaper for them. The mission concludes, Misha Bal Yadei Safik Aveira B'Yom Kippurim, even if on Yom Kippur itself, a person came across that maybe he did an Aveira, Afilu Mechashecha, even if it's right before the end of Yom Kippur, right before it got dark, still Potter, he doesn't have to bring an Hashem Talui. Why is that? Shekol Ayoy Mechaper, because the entire day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even all the way at the end, 10 minutes before Yom Kippur is over, he has a Safek Aveira, he doesn't have to bring an Asham Taloi afterwards. Moving on to Mishnah Hay with a similar case, so Isha Sheyesh Ola Chatas Oif Misafek, if a woman had to bring a Chatas Oif Misafek, Shavar Ola Yom Kippurim, and the Yom Kippur passed, Chayav Is Lavi Lachri Yom Kippurim, she still has to bring it after Yom Kippur. Why is that? Even though she had to bring a Misafek, Mimnei Shemachshar Talecho Bezvachim, because this carbon is not so much for Kapara, more than it is to allow her to eat carbonos, and therefore she still has to bring it even after Yom Kippur. Now, once we mentioned the Chatas Oif Misafek, the Mishnah continues with another case, Chatas Oif Habal Safek, a Chatas Oif that's brought just because of a Safek, in Mishanim L'Kan, Noidala, if after the Malika was done to the bird, meaning after the Kain took his nail and cut the back of the bird's neck, then it turned out that she didn't have to bring it, I raise it to cover, so it has to be buried because it's possible. And these Mishnahs discuss Karbonos Asham. We know that the Torah tells us when a person has to bring an Asham, it has to be an isle, which is a ram, that's worth at least 2 slime. So we have a number of cases, a Mafresh Te Slime, La Asham, a person was Mafresh, he designated 2 slime to purchase a Karbon Asham. And it happens to be that the price dropped, the market went down, V'lakach Behen, Shnei Ilim La Asham, and he ended up getting 2 for the price of 1. He bought 2 Ilim for his Asham, and then by the time he's going to be bringing his carbon, the market went back up. So Im Haya Echon Mehen Yafesh Te Slime, if one of them was actually worth 2 slime now, so Yekib La Ashamai, that should be brought for his Karbon Asham because it's worth 2 slime. Even though he really paid 1 Selah for it, now it's worth 2 slime, so he could bring that no problem. Now Vasheni, the second one, it has Kiddush of a carbon because it was purchased with money that was designated for such, therefore what's done with it? Yir Achei Stoiv, it goes out to graze until it receives a mum, V'yimachar Yipul Damul V'Nadava, and it's sold, and then that money goes to the Nadava box in the Beis HaMikdash. Here we have another case. He designates 2 slime to purchase a carbon Asham, and what did he do? Lakach Bahen Shnei Elim L'chulin. He just ended up buying 2 Elim, it was a good price, but he bought them for Chulin, he just wanted to use them for regular mundane purposes, he didn't buy them for a carbon. Now that's called Me'ila. He misappropriated Hektish money for his own use. So not only does he still have to bring his carbon Asham, which he had originally designated the money for, he also owes Hektish, Karen, and a Chaimesh, the base value that he stole from them, and an added 5th as a penalty, as we've learned about previously, and he also has to bring an Asham Me'ilais. So what does he do with these 2 rams? Echad Yafesh Te Slayim, if one of them is now worth 2 slime because the market went back up, the Echad Yafa Asar Zoz, and one of them is worth 10 Zoz, which is the value of 2 slime and an added 5th. So Yafesh Te Slayim, Yikrav Arva Shamay, the one which is worth two slayim, is brought for his original asham that he was chayv in the first place. And Vahasheni, the second one, Limi Ilasai, that's a payment for Hekdesh for being mayal, for misappropriating their money, because again, that's the value of two slayim and a chaimesh, which is how much he had misappropriated from Hekdesh. And then he has to separate another two slayim to go buy himself another animal to be his asham me'ilos. Here we have a third case. He designated his two slayim, and he bought himself two elim for this good price, and echad la'asham ve'echad l'chulin, one of them he bought to be a carbon asham, so that's fine, and the other one he was over me'ila on, and he just bought it for chulin purposes. So yishal asham yafesh de slayim, if the one that he had bought for the asham now went up in price is worth two slayim, so yikav la'ashamay, that's great, she brought us his carbon asham, and v'hasheni lim'ilasai, the second one, if it's worth two slayim, that should be brought for his carbon me'ila, his asham me'ilas, that he's chayv for misappropriating this money, and v'yavi ima sela v'chumsha, he also has to add another sela, and a fifth on top of that for misappropriating this amount of money from Hekdesh. We're going to start with the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.